Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 27th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And got down to under to one below this morning. I mean, just getting nastier and nastier. Supposed to like looking like 4 days of snow coming, so it's winter. I despise it. I truly do. I don't care who likes it and who don't. I despise it. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Of course, we're going to be talking about guns. Because as long as these people want to start to keep throwing their communist infringement tyranny out there, we're going to be answering it right up until the time that we have to get out our guns and straighten this shit out. Rhode Island executive order encourages taking guns from red flag into, now it's a red flag. Oh, sounds like a list to me. We'll see what it is when we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, you know, we're going to, this one here, I haven't got to read it, I just grabbed it just before I came upstairs because it just came out. Rhode Island executive order encourages taking guns from red flag, in quote, red flag, you're going to flag people. I mean, this, I've looked at that procedural due process in the Bill of Rights and just this red flag thing, I can't find it, I just can't. Red flag individuals, this is from Yahoo News. Rhode Island established a new, quote, red flag policy on guns with an executive order that will help keep guns away from people who, I love this in quotation marks, could pose significant threats to public safety. Man, this sounds like public safety, that sounds pretty goddamn communist to me. Public safety board, huh? Public safety committee. The executive order I signed today is an immediate step we can take to make residents safer. It sets the table for a complementary legislative effort. Governor Gina Raimondo, maybe she's just here for the better life, a Democrat, said in a statement Monday, we cannot wait a minute longer for Washington to take action to prevent gun violence. We just can't. We can't wait. We got to hurry. Man, I'm telling you people, this is one of your local little dictators, I reckon, just thinks that Bill of Rights just does not apply on the territory that he claims is his own kingdom, evidently. 5 states, Connecticut, California, Washington, Oregon, and Indiana, have taken similar action on potential red flags in recent years, but Rhode Island is the first to do so since the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida, earlier this month. The policy does not give law enforcement new authority to confiscate guns, but it directs them to use all, quote, all available legal steps. Well, there are none. There just are none. You dirty communist bitch, to remove firearms from people who have shown warning signs, including recently making threats of violence online or in person, according to the statement. The order also launches a campaign to educate the public about signs that could indicate if a person poses a threat and they're playing this goddamn psychiatric game. This is straight from the Soviet Union. This is what they did. You know, what we have to do, see, I've only got 25% by the even listening. I'm probably less than that at this point in the ballgame. And that 25% is going to try to go out there and play that political correctness bullshit on you, where you're not telling on people. We're all supposed to tell. You're not. That guy's not telling on people. Really, you son of a bitch? You know, I'm not only not telling, I'm putting some goddamn knots on your head, you goddamn communist son of a bitch. I will not only fight with guns for that goddamn Bill of Rights, I will pound on your fucking noggin for it. All available legal steps to remove firearms from people who show warning signs. The order also launches a campaign to educate the public about signs that could indicate a person poses a threat. Raimondo called the order a significant first step towards preventing gun violence in the wake of the heartbreaking shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14th, when a former student allegedly used a AR-15 rifle to kill 17 students and a teacher. You know, they're playing this frickin' game. I mean, just the common sense. I'm not going to get into their bullshit arguments. The second article says what it says, and it's written in frickin' stone, and it was written in blood. And it's going to stay. And, you know, when you go up against it, you're going to die. That's all there is to it. But this whole idea that if any of this shit was true, which I don't believe a goddamn, none of it, I don't believe none of it, but even if it was true, some fella in Florida shot 17 people, he's got the same color hair you are, we better take your gun. I mean, what kind of horse shit do they, in this country with an emphasis on the, which is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, I mean, he used an AR-15, we got to take all the AR-15, how fucking stupid do they really think people are? You know, I was listening to just before I came up here, I have the Communist News Channel on, and they were talking about, you know, gun control. So I turned it up, and I was listening to that bitch Dana Bass, that dirty 2-bit communist whore, and she's talking about it. And this is what I heard. This is what's going down right now, people. She said there's, as far as any gun control at a federal level, there is, quote, no appetite for it. But it's still being proposed and stuff because Trump is actually the moving force here. Your great conservative president was going to protect your what they call your Second Amendment. If it wasn't for him right now, I mean, what she pretty much admitted there is this would be over. There would be no goddamn notion of it. But it's Trump who's going to push it because that international communist piece of shit, 2-bit con man, this is the agenda, people. This is why that false flag was run down there in Florida. You know, I keep thinking about the fact that they watched this kid for, 10 years. They've been watching this little nut. They've been watching this guy get, you know, online. And, you know, they just had another one just before I came up here. The neighbor, they had the neighbor on there and talking about, you know, this just before he turned 18, he's putting on the thing. When I turn 18, I'm going to go get an AR-15 and shoot school up. You know, could it be that these goddamn government agents, you know, the CIA, Mossad, that they move right in around? Maybe they got a, you know, the house down the street, maybe the one across the street where they could watch this guy. And then, you know, brought in their own psychiatrist. That's going to be the boy's psychiatrist. And just, you know, get pumped the right pills in him and said the right things to him. He was a little nut to start with. And so just maybe they perpetrated. Like I said, I don't believe none of it. I don't believe one goddamn word of anything that comes out of that stupid box. I can't. I'd be a goddamn fool to believe it. But, I mean, if you were going to look at the scenarios that are possibilities, and if you were going to sit around and speculate about what might have happened, I think that's probably a more likely scenario than any. But here, I mean, just like, you know, this, what you're seeing, all of these states jumping on this. Oregon's done pass another law. I think Connecticut, there was another one, maybe Rhode Island, the one we're talking about here. But, you know, just jumping in there. We're going to get this on the books quick as we got to get this on the books. Now we have to do it now. Get it on the books right now. It's all fucking illegal. When the rubber meets the road, see what they're trying to do here is just, you know, like in 1968, they separated the felons. That was a pretty easy one for them to sell to the goddamn stupid moronic sheep in this country. Well, I'm a good law-abiding citizen. I have all my rights. And if they want to take some rights from that, well, that guy over there, he wrote a $200 or $250 bad check. He's a felon. Strip his rights. Strip him. He ain't me. And that's the kind of shit they're looking here at right now, aren't they? With the bump stocks, you know, all the bumps. I don't own a bump stock, and I wouldn't own a bump stock. Like it's not efficient, you know. There's a couple of little small scenarios where it might come into use, you know, like in an ambush to get some lead down, down range, get some heads down so you can move, you know, maneuver out of an ambush, maybe. But other than that, you know, I don't own one, but you know what? That is infringement. It should have been this way right on down the line, but that's, you know, it's been always been so easy for them to turn us one against the other. You know, to take a certain segment of the population, good church-going folks, and go up, put their man on the pew to go up there and tell them, well, I really ought to, you know, take this Second Amendment right away from, or second article, I mean, that's what they'd be saying. The second right from these people who, you know, have been to prison. We don't want them to have guns. I believe it, and I know you should believe it. The right then and there, a good American should have walked up and just bitch slapped that son of a bitch flat down on the ground and stomped on him. You do not touch those rights. Those rights are inalienable. And if you get, you open the door to infringement, I mean, you just can't crack that son of a bitch. You open it at all, and I guarantee you, the nose of that camel's coming in, and then the rest of the goddamn camel's coming right behind it. Quick! And that's what we've seen. There's millions of infringements on our rights right now. On that Bill of Rights that cannot be infringed, not one infringement. But I mean, it's gotten so commonplace, infringing on it. Here you got this asshole here just talking like it's just, hey, a red flag thing, and I'm taking your rights. Really, you son of a bitch? Where were we here? Available steps. Marjorie School, Douglas School, on February 14th, former student allegedly shot it up with AR-15. The heartbreaking shooting in Parkland has once again proven that if the federal government won't act, states need to do more. So you can't do it either. We've talked about it, the 10th article. And, you know, that's why you hear these people that just trying to completely change what the 10th article means, just like the rest of the articles. Oh, no, that means that if the federal government can't fuck it, well, the state government can because they're the state government. Nuh-uh. No, you can't. You cannot violate those rights. Nobody can. And that's why, you know, those rights have just were a clampdown, and you're not going to have no authority. With that Bill of Rights in place, I'm sorry, a government isn't going to have very much authority at all. Because for them to have any authority over the people, they have to violate those rights. We've said it 100 times. You show me one of their legislated laws, I'll show you a violation of procedural due process. Like, well, your due process is we're going to accuse you and we're going to punish you, and then we're going to take you into a hearing in front of our judge. Well, I'm sorry, but that does not meet the procedural due processes in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th Amendment articles to the Bill of Rights. It just doesn't. And it never will. Everything they're doing, you can go, just keep that Bill of Rights with you all the time. You can see the violations. The very least you have to remember is just the smallest thing, that they can't, if you can't do it to another person, they can't do it to you. All power is delegated. And if you didn't delegate it, it doesn't exist. And if it is a violation of the Bill of Rights, especially that 9th article that says nothing can violate that Bill of Rights, it's just flat ass. It's goddamn sedition, plain and simple, sedition, right in your face. It's some son of a bitch saying, it's just like me walking up to one of you. I'm going to write this down. I'm Henry. I'm important. I'm important. You better sit down, because I'm going to write this down on a goddamn piece of paper that I can take your shit, and I'm going to come do it, okay? That's when it's time to shoot, because they're nothing more than a goddamn strong-armed thug on your doorstep taking your shit. They know it, people. The thing is, they know all this shit. And the people who claim to be against them, the NRA, you think those assholes over the NRA do not know that that second article is untouchable? When they are the ones that wrote the 1968 gun control law, they are the ones that wrote the assault rifle ban in 1995. They are the ones that wrote the legislation for the background checks. They... And I mean, that's just like another, you know, goddamn, we talk about these government agencies that have been created out of thin air that supposedly that are supposedly legal, that, you know, working under the executive branch or whatever, just these goddamn authorities they've created. Here you got the NRA. Who in the fuck are you people think you are? You do not represent anybody. You've not been elected by anybody. You're a pack of thieves. You're a pack of special interest pricks. And when they talk about special interest, I'm not talking about the gun industry. I'm talking about the elite. People like Ted Nugent, who have vast ranches where they can go and there's nobody bothers them. They can do as they goddamn well please as they sit there and decide what's going to happen to your goddamn rights. You living in your hovel over there, you have to rent from some son of a bitch like him. I am sick of hearing about the powerful. The NRA isn't powerful. They are 5 million. They are 5 million of 300 million. Who do you think's more powerful? 297 million or 295 million or 5 million? Who do you think's more powerful? I can do math. The thing is, you know, this propaganda machine, you see, they're the ones that hype this thing to try to act like, well, if we can get the NRA to say yes, then it's okay to take their shit. It's like I'm coming up today. You know, I've listened to it all morning. 95% of the people want to seize those goddamn guns, to take the assault weapons away. But then you have Dana Bassett, and there's really no appetite for it. Why wouldn't there be an appetite for it? If that's truly what the people want, we know goddamn and good and well, that's what the elitist wants. That's what this diabolical insurgency wants, what this occupation wants. They want us disarmed. For God's sake, man, if the people are really just screaming out there to do it, why ain't you done it? Why don't you do it? Why can't it be done? Because you're a lying sack of shit. 95%, I mean, they can come up with that. That's a bull. I mean, I think it was Darzak, one of them, quoted the law that they just undone that said that, you know, basically it allows, by undoing that law, allows them to run these propaganda campaigns. It allows them to come right up and go, 95% of the American people want this done, knowing it is a goddamn bald-faced lie. In fact, it's 180 the other way. 95% of the people do not want it, but they do not have to tell the truth. That's why I can't believe anybody. I mean, even they say they have 9% credibility. How in the fuck you get 9% credibility when you had a law passed saying you could lie? I don't get it. Where were we here? Swift action and comprehensive legislation on gun safety. In a meeting with governors from across the country in Washington on Monday, President Donald Trump said the shooting suspect had 39 red flags. I mean, I just love that. Just call it a red flag. We won't call these lists. We won't call these communist government lists like they had in the Soviet Union. We'll call them red flags because it's on a cell phone, you see. And it'll be a list. I mean, there'll be a name there with a check by it saying take the gun, but it's not a list. It's a red flag thing. Don't look at that. Look the other way. Don't look behind the curtain. That should have indicated he was a threat. Today is a major victory for Rhode Islanders and an encouraging sign for people throughout the country as they demand lawmakers take... people are demanding. That's why they're backing off and saying... And Dana Bash is saying there's no appetite for it. If it wasn't for Trump pushing it, this shit be over with last week. It's Trump. You know, the guy that was going to come out and defend your second... He calls it your Second Amendment. That was going to defend your right to own guns. Absolutely. You know that good hardcore conservative Trump that was going to just back that goddamn Second Amendment all the way. He's the only reason this shit's going on. And this is the communists telling you this. They love that son of a bitch. Could it be that they loved him all along? That the whole, you know, notion that there was some kind of people that didn't want Donald Trump in there, that these communists just did not want, oh my God, anything but Trump. I'm leaving the country and going to Canada if they put Trump in. Do you think that maybe there's just a chance that it all was a ruse? That it all was a production, and that a whole bunch of suckers in this country, a bunch of people, that's what burns my ass the most. These are the people that try to act, you know, they'll come up to you with their goddamn nose up in the air like they're the smartest son of a bitch to ever breathe air. I would have voted for Trump, but did. You know, fucking retards is what they are. But do you know that, you know, you fell for this, and it just irks me. I see them walking around like, you know, they've got all the shit because they have, you know, went along with the treason. So they've been allowed to have the nice rig and the nice house and the nice boat and the shit that everybody else can't have because they don't suck Jew ass or they don't suck communist ass. But because they have material possessions that you can't acquire that they got through acts of treason, then they think they've got some. I mean, it's because they do not even see what they are. They just got this notion in their mind that I must be pretty goddamn smart. I got all this stuff. No, you're a fucking idiot. That's why you've been elevated, because they want idiots in charge, because idiots will do any goddamn thing for a Scooby snack, won't they? You sickening sons of bitches. All of you that went out there and voted for it, I'm telling you, this shit is recorded. You can think I'm just sitting here blowing air, but you're going to find out in the long run. All of this shit's recorded. All you bastards that have supported this fucking goofy-ass production, the Trump production, you sickos, you're demented. You're the ones that shouldn't have a freaking gun. You are demented. You got red flags hanging out your ears. You stupid asses that went for this. Yeah, man, I mean, I still see these people, you know, they kind of look away. They don't want to talk right now. They ain't up there real boldly pronouncing their genius in voting, are they? Kind of backing away from it and trying to make explanations why their president they put in office to guard my Second Amendment is now fucking me. What's he doing that for? Why, Donald? Why? Today is a major victory. Let's see here. The lawmakers take concrete action to prevent gun violence. Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Well, what you're demanding is a goddamn rope for your treasonous whore, communist neck bitch, said in a statement. This executive action can help save lives and prevent acts of gun violence. And it is urgent. I mean, just like to throw this fucking dribble out there and think this means something to anybody. The people who are not going to let you have them guns, you're not changing nobody's fucking mind. What are you talking to about 3 or 4% out there that are just so fucking brain dead that, yeah, I want Fox. It's where I get my news and I vote. That's who you're talking to. But you know what? They're insignificant. Because if you're going to do this, you got to do it. And when you go to do this, you can take all these goddamn yellows, spineless bastards and send them to us. We want them. We want to take care of them. They need to be taken care of. But what's your fucking plan beyond that? I mean, you need to do this, man. It's just getting so, I'm getting so sick of coming up here every day and just talking about what spineless ass coward you are and about the fact that Donald Trump is, you know, this second rate con man conned you dumbasses. I'm just sick of the whole fucking deal. Do it. You need to step it. What you need to do, Trumpy, and I know somebody's going to send this to you. What you need to do is just step up there with that goddamn M4 in your hand and say, this is not a hunting rifle. We have to ban these. I want you to do it, you son of a bitch. And I want you to go and I want you to get out your goddamn pen. You're a bold bastard. This son of a bitch said that if I had been there, you know, the cops had, you know, the chicken shit, four cops had hid when this was supposedly, I mean, who knows. At any rate, he comes up there. Without a gun, Donald would have went in there. Bullshit. You are a yellow son of a bitch. I guarantee you ain't even had a bitch slap fight in your whole goddamn miserable life. You've never fought nobody. I'm sure you have that gun that they gave you, and you go out and you shot it, and you think you're a man. In some little, you know, abstract way in a pea brain's mind, you think you're a man. You've never been around gunfire, buddy. You tall talk. I mean, them Jew cops, man, they sure as hell wouldn't have no part of that guy and whoever was in there. Maybe they were told to stand down because it was, well, a Mossad operation. But it's just like the Blumenthal and these guys that come up talking about with that mean look on their face, going to take our guns. It's just, that's Trump, you know, looking up there like he's tough or something. You ain't tough, man. I, with one hand, I'd slap that son of a bitch down and he'd piss himself. He's a god. He was born with a silver spoon up his ass. He ain't never been in a fight in his whole goddamn life. His idea of fighting is having his lawyers or some or hiring somebody to beat somebody up or hiring a lawyer to steal their fucking property. He's never stood toe to toe with anybody. He's never took a punch and he's never delivered one. So this goddamn for a pathetic excuse of a fraction of a man. To stand up, I'd have went in there. I bet you would have. I think you're full of shit. Because I can smell you. Oh, where were we here? Moms demand action for guns, said in a statement. This executive action can help save lives, prevent acts of gun violence. And it is urgent that the legislature act swiftly to pass comprehensive legislation to further. And because what you got here is signing statements from an executive that can't fucking write law. This is just like these courts. You know, before I came up here, they're talking about, you know, DACA, you know, the deadline, you know, when they're all going to get tipped out of here, that comes Monday. No, it don't. Because they got a federal court just came up and said, no, you can't. Because so what they're telling us is, you know, we're sitting here saying this a president does not have the authority to give our goddamn country away. And their own Supreme Court comes up and goes, yeah, you can't do that. And then you sit down with some goddamn judge, some communist judge in a court that can't even exist in this land. He can sit down and write it down on a piece of paper, people, until we get to fed up with this shit of them sitting down and writing shit down on a piece of paper and us just doing it. That's the sickest part of it. They write it down on a piece of paper, sign it, stamp it, and then they announce it. We wrote this down on a piece of paper, and people, well, I guess I got to go give up my guns and stuff. They wrote it down on a piece of paper. That's pretty goddamn official. Is there somebody trying to get in? Alrighty then, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. And they'd like to. Yeah, they would. They'd like to waterboard, but we're going to waterboard back. I'm finishing out this article because, I didn't read this before I came up, and I was kind of looking at it as I was coming down. Let me see here. Major Victory, Rhode Island's encouraging people. Where was I looking at that at? Okay. Oh, the order came just days after Raimondo, along with governors of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, announced a new coalition against gun violence, a new coalition against the second article of the People's Bill of Rights. Now, see, if there, you had a real executive, because Donald Trump did raise his right frickin' hand. I know it was all bullshit because he went and signed the War Powers Act right thereafter and became a dictator, but he did raise that hand and swear to defend the Constitution of the United States, and that with the Bill of Rights being the controller in that, the controlling authority in that, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it would be right now with what they just announced here, a coalition, this is a conspiracy to remove the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, to infringe upon that which cannot be infringed. That is sedition. There should be, these people are guilty of sin by their own admissions. They're saying they're doing, this is how bold the communists have gotten in your country. That they're saying, it should be that the Congress finds out about this, raises a federal army, and goes and gets these son of a bitches and all their backers, and brings them in for trial for treason, period. I mean, if there was law, but of course we know there isn't law. There's just the left and the right and the conservatives and the liberals and in-betweens and the faggots and the men and the women and the transgenders. Oh, shit. There's nothing for sure in this country. Safety would allow the states to share intelligence, study gun violence, and form a task force to intercept illegal guns. There is no such thing as an illegal gun in this country by the Bill of Rights. We welcome and encourage other governors to join us, Murphy said Thursday. I am inspired by young men and women of Parkland. Again, these snotty-nosed little brat communist pricks. I don't, like I said, I too bad he didn't get them all. Because it's just a boar's nest, a goddamn Zionist, or what the hell would they be, Judeo-Christian goddamn little communist scumbags. I mean, I'll tell you guys what, these little son of a bitches you're seeing out there when this war starts, that's who you're going to be killing. The goddamn communists. So, for anybody, that was the whole idea, though. How many of our rights were infringed and stomped on? And for the children. It's for the children. We're going to stomp on your rights and commit sedition and high treason for the children. Well, then you're going to have to die for the children and those little bastards right along with you. Parkland across the country are speaking out, and by those whose own voices have been lost in the scourge of gun violence. What a horseshit fucking statement. You're pathetic. You're a bunch of pathetic pricks. And you know it is, all of them backing away from it and trying to act like they're not backing away, like this political correctness shit ever. 95% bullshit. In your little crowd of about, probably down to about 18 to 20%, that political correctness might mean something. But out here in the real world, we're laughing at your dumb asses. That's all there is to it. Until Congress and the President produce action on gun violence, he added, we must do our best to keep our state safe. Well, commit treason. And you find out how safe it is for you when the ropes come out. David Hogg, here's one of the little pukes right here, vows not to return to school until lawmakers pass gun control. So fucking what? Why is this in the news? What does any American out here trying to make a living in a country that's being looted and trying to survive give a shit what this little punk has to say about anything, or if he goes to school or what? Don't. What the hell does it mean to me? This is going to sway me somehow? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Parkland school shooting survivor David Hogg says he will not return to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School until more gun control is passed. I'm gonna hold my breath. Now what? Hogg made the comment Sunday during a gun control rally held at Temple B. Nye Abraham in Livingston, New Jersey. That's got to be some kind of Jew shit, right? The New York Daily News reports that Hogg said, "I'm not going back to school on Wednesday until one bill is passed." So, don't. I don't give a shit. And if son of a bitch want to pass that bill, they need to do it. They need to pass all them bills. They need to get a whole bunch more. They need to step right up and say we're taking all the frickin' guns and do it. Why won't they do that, people? They 95% of the people want it. We wouldn't even resist, would we? Would we? Like, I mean, I guess it's an insult to the intelligence when they try to pretend that people are so stupid that they would fall for any of this shit. You got, like I said, about 17%. That's all you're gonna get. That's the dumbest people in this country, and they don't get no dumber. So you're wasting your time. You need to just do this thing, get that 17%, put the goddamn uniforms on them, and tell them to come take my fucking gun. Then we can get this shit over with, and we can get back to living in this country. The Duke, New York, I'm going back to school Wednesday until one bill is passed. He did not specify which law he wants most, only that he's got not going back to school until at least one new law gainers the support of lawmakers. Really? Boy, you're scary. He said literally any legislation at this point would be a success, and it would be. Like I said, Dana Bash came right up with this. You talk about a hardcore freaking communist. That woman is one. She said it right there. There's no appetite for it. Why? Because out there when you're looking, if you've got an appetite for it, you see the wolves. You see all those wolves out there salivating, wanting you to come out into the darkness and play. That's why there's no appetite for it. But if Trumpy's there, if it weren't for Trump right now, this shit would all be down there. That's what the woman said. The communist told us this.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
This kid has got some, I don't know, man. One of his parents or some, it has to be some kind of big shot somewhere.
He's an FBI. His dad's an FBI agent, Mark.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that what it is? I had no idea.
Yeah, this is one of your future little Jew communist leaders that's going to be in your guy. I want your guns, really? You son of a bitch. Well, come take them. That's all you got to do.
This kid's got more goddamn TV FaceTime than God. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, of course he does. I mean, this is a production. I mean, he said literally any legislature where we here at this point would be a success, considering the fact that so few legislators in Florida met with us and they want the people to forget. That's disgusting. I think that Florida passed a concealed carry today and put down another legislation. I mean, these people who are doing this, I mean, this little punk, I mean, he's being proxy for his communist parents and his communist, you know, the communist movement that he's a part of. But the bottom line is these people who are, I mean, they're dirty, low down, scandalous, low-down, parasitic pieces of shit, but they do understand about ropes and hanging and dying and shit like that, and the fact that they've already pushed this further than they should have. Right now, the people at the 75% ain't out here going, well, should we compromise? And they're going, no, we want the goddamn 1968 Gun Control Act removed. We want the 1933 gun infringements removed. We want every goddamn infringement against not only our second article, but every bit of our Bill of Rights removed. We want this goddamn occupation removed, and we're ready to shoot your asses. What, are you ready? Yes, sir.
Starzak.
Oh, hey, brother.
I think we ought to find a nice, skinny 12-year-old girl to go down there and beat the shit out of that David Hogg.
Yeah, I know a couple right around here, and they are just bony little things, but I'm sure they could put a whooping on his ass. I mean, what a piece
of... That's my thought.
I agree. I agree 100%. You know, that's what should be going on now. I mean, that's one of the things they really punked us down on is, you know, just a goddamn fist fight. What used to be, you know, a common thing. I mean, people fight, but it's like the kids over here in the school. You know, I talk about in the springtime, the boys are out there fisting it around. But goddamn, they're looking at 5 years in prison for a fist fight. Man, this is how you get bent up angry. This is how you get people to the point where they cut heads off and shit, man. The repressed anger is what it's called. And you repress it and you can't release by beating the shit out of somebody that needs the shit beat out of them. Then it keeps building and there's more people being repressed and more people. And when it breaks loose, man, it just ain't pretty. But the guy's, but Darzak's right. I mean, yeah, some girl ought to go kick this little punk's ass and tell him to shut his mouth because nobody wants to hear his bullshit. But the people who want to hear his bullshit are uttering their own same bullshit. So just why are you doing it? Go away.
And now Condoleezza Rice is shooting her goddamn mouth off.
Oh, well, so who is she? She's a goddamn war criminal. She should have been hung a long time ago. Of course they're all gonna, Mark. I mean, they try to pretend this left-right paradigm to play the political correctness back and forth and then the kid card and all this horse shit. But in the end, they all shit through the same hole, dude. They are all looking at a population that they have shit. They've robbed us blind. They have oppressed us. They've officially repressed us. They've killed our people across the board. People like Kelly Thomas and James Boyd and Marion Curry, we've watched them die. And we're not, and the Branch Davidians, little children burned to death. Vicky Weaver shot through the head with her little baby in her arms, little Sammy Weaver, 14 years old, a goddamn federal marshal bullet in his back on his property.
Yeah, we got a black lesbian and a 12-year-old kid telling us all about guns.
Well, exactly. There was one guy came up commenting this morning, and it was just a little short thing, but he was sitting there. He goes, they're answering. You know, they go, now they're going to go to the high schoolers to tell them how to run the government. And this is what we're looking at. Like I said, the communists have been successful in this shit in nations where the people just weren't that goddamn smart or hadn't been free, really free, and know what freedom tastes like and had the means, which is guns, to enforce their freedom. Like the Khmer, I keep telling people, the Killing Fields, watch it. The Khmer Rouge. Look at how Mao Zedong took the young, the children, sentencing adults to death for not following the party line. Little kids walking around listening to everything and reporting it to committee members. You know, just like they've installed all these counselors and all this horse shit. I mean, how in the hell did I ever get through school without counselors? Oh, well, that's right. I had parents. At any rate, you know, this communist goddamn infiltration. So, you know, what they want them to be happening in your schools, if your little kid's supposed to go over there to the counselor and tell him that you have guns and that, you know, that they don't, daddy says that, you know, he wants to shoot the government. He wants to shoot the government. He's real mad, dad is. And the little kid's supposed to tell, I want to do the right thing for my government and for Chairman Hare Trump. And his smock. I want to do the right thing. And this is where this is heading, people. And this thing with the, you know, the mental health thing, this is right out of the Soviet Union. Who's going to decide who's got the right mind and who's not? If you got a gun, you're goddamn dangerous. If you know how to use the son of a bitch. And if you're the kind of person that will not be run over and will not be abused, you are dangerous by definition. And that's what they're telling you. I mean, it's like this. You know, there was a couple of women that shot up a guy that tried to rob their store the other day. I bet a lot of you seen it on the videos. Two women with guns going at the son of a bitch. They were dangerous to somebody, weren't they? They were dangerous to that son of a bitch that was trying to rob him. And when you leave open definitions like that with open subject matter, shit, they can just start writing their goddamn communist list now, can't they? And call it red flags.
They weren't dangerous enough.
Excuse me?
They weren't dangerous enough.
No, no, but I'll tell you what, them two women, they were going at it with them, but they hadn't thought it out, you know, and they hadn't thought about the two of them having to deal with something like that, or they'd have done a better job. Man, you don't never, I mean, if you're going to use that gun, you use that son of a bitch, I heard one woman talking about it, and she fired her gun just to empty it in case he took it from her. Whew. No. You wait till he gets real. Hell, he was close enough until you could have walked up and stuck it on him. When he was grabbing the other one, stuck it on him. Boom, 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 right in the chest. I guarantee you that would have took the fight out of him right quick. But, yeah. Anyhow. Let's see. Oh, we got this little punk whine in here. That's what we were talking about. The fact that they want people to forget about this and elect them again. Oh, that's what he said. Literally any legislation at this point would be a success, considering the fact that so few legislators in Florida met with us and they want the people to forget. That's disgusting. The fact that they want people to forget about this and elect them again as the child murderers they are. I mean, listen to this shit. You see how they're trying to play this? You're a child murderer if you don't want to take violate the second article and turn this into a communist state. You're a child murderer. Man, I'll tell you what. You talk about child murderers? Like I said, go watch what the Khmer Rouge did in Cambodia or Mao Zedong in goddamn China. You want to see child murderers? Literally? Because that's what they, by God, were. You do not let the children take. See, children are easily influenced. Children, I mean, you know, it's like when they went to, you know, the child services, they proved that they had this kid come down and said how they can suggest things to people, these so-called counselors and these psychiatrists, and have them talking about a white elephant and all of this shit, you know, just planted it in their heads. They're children. That's why you guard your children. That's why you're supposed to be the one talking to them and setting how their mind's going to be, because you care about them. You don't want them to turn out to be a piece of shit. But the fact that, you know, this shows the desperation. Now, we talked about it before that the goddamn communists are such a puny number in this country. I'm saying 7% max of hardcore real communists. And that they've had to go and take their children to bring it out to try to bolster their goddamn numbers. That's why you're seeing this. You know, like I said, they tried with Black Lives Matter. Black communists, fuck you. Go away, we'll kill you. They tried with the goddamn pussy communists. Women, you know, coming out, this Me Too shit with a pussy hat on. And we're going to take over the government, take your guns, take your rights, and you're going to be in communism. Go die somewhere, bitch, before I have to kill you. And now this is the children. They're playing it. I mean, the things that have worked in the past aren't working now because it's all figured out because of the internet. Too many people understand the truth. And once you understand, even if you've got a basic grasp of the truth, this shit, it's a no sell. You can only sell this shit to children because only a child would believe it. Well, you know, that's kind of gives a little reflection on the people that went out there and voted. You got the goddamn, you're not much smarter than a goddamn kid. That's all there is to it. In fact, a kid's got an excuse. You don't. Where were we here?
I think his mom's an executive with CNN. I read somewhere his mother's an executive with CNN.
Yeah, I think she works at CNN, but I think daddy's an FBI agent.
Yeah, mommy's making sure he's getting plenty of FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to the article. Proposed gun controls at the federal level include proposals similar to Governor Scott's, that little... Man, ball-headed little piece of God. You talk about a spineless little fraction of a man. There's you one right there. I mean, what a wimp. This guy here, you know, he'd want to piss test people. He's real bold and badass when he's talking about doing something to you. But look what a worm he is. I mean, you tell me that he does not shine as a goddamn spineless worm. Scott's plus an assault weapons ban and universal background checks. You know, universal background checks, what that is really, people, is universal registration. It's national registration of your goddamn guns. Another part of that Agenda 20, Small Arms Treaty, United Nations Small Arms Treaty. That was another element of it. See, this is what you're seeing in all these states, all these different elements. When they first proposed this shit wasn't going on in the states. California, you didn't have to register a bullet or anything, and it was just preposterous. But, and it was preposterous to think that at a federal level, they just could come in and act this United Nations Small Arms Treaty. So they pieced it together. This is what we're looking at. They've pieced it together across the states, Connecticut, now Rhode Island, and New Jersey, New York, goddamn California, Colorado, and different pieces of it. For all of this goddamn, everybody looking at it, shit, you don't try it. You got it out of your goddamn mind. Now it's all sitting out there. And then you hear the word reciprocity. And then the NRE is even talking about this concealed carry national thing. That's a reciprocity. That's a good thing. We really want you treasonous dog shit eating bastards. We see you for exactly what you are. I don't need your reciprocity, and I don't need nobody's goddamn permission to carry a gun. It is my natural right. It is an absolute right you can't touch. But it'll be. You watch what happens. It'll be like, we got to deal with the NRA. Damn it. They want this reciprocity thing, and they want this concealed carry, register your gun federally across the nation to carry it concealed bullshit. And as a part of the reciprocity, we have to have a standard in the law. Goddamn, you've got all these states with all these different laws, and how in the hell is somebody going to know you cross the state line? Am I breaking the law? We got to do this for the people. We got to have reciprocity. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some elements out of each one of these states' laws, and we're going to put it together and make it national law through this Reciprocity Act that we're going to have a deal with. with the goddamn NRA on so we can have concealed carry registration across the goddamn map. And then when you get done with your reciprocity and you go look at it, man, that's a goddamn United Nations small arm treaty ratified by this goddamn treasonous government. I mean, this isn't rocket science. And what they're trying to do is so in your face. They'll play shit like with this little punk here. What I'm reading you right here, it's just so that you can get off on side thoughts and side arguments instead of looking at the big picture. The big picture is these states are doing this, people. The federal government, if we had a federal government that was supposed to be a constitutional federal government that was what it was supposed to be, they would be raising an army right now to go to these states to arrest these people and all them going along with them for insurrection against the republic, period, by law. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This isn't, I think this is what they do. This is what the law would dictate they had to do. Otherwise, they'd be in violation of their oath. Where were we with this little prick? Universal background checks. Ted Deutch is a leading voice for these gun controls, even though neither one would have prevented them. See, this is what they're trying to give you your argument here. They say neither one would have prevented the majority, Marjorie Stonewall Douglas High School shooting. And see, that's where you're supposed to jump on that. And that's supposed to be your argument instead of, no, you just ain't going to do it because the Bill of Rights, the second article says you goddamn ain't going to do it. The ninth article says you can't have the authority to do it. Argument over. Now, are we going to shoot? Are you going to just get the hell out of my country without getting shot? Because there is no argument. There is no argument about whether it would have worked or wouldn't have worked. It doesn't goddamn matter. I don't care what a little shit did 3,000 miles away from me. You can't punish me for it. You can't draw me into it in any way. I had nothing to do with it. None of us did. See, they talk about, well, this happened and nothing happened. Yeah, the son of a bitch who did the shooting, the person who broke the law, is going to be punished. And that's what the law provides. You don't get to say, God damn it, because he used a gun. I want all them guns out of this country because that's the one that was used on my relative. Fucking tough shit, buddy. I got the right to my war weapons in case I have to put down a tyrannical government that thinks he can take my goddamn guns from me. See? That's how that works.
Yeah, the new argument now is, why do we need military-style weapons in the public hands? And boy, if that isn't a crock of bullshit, I don't know what
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue that. You know, I heard that come up too, and then this woman, an NRA woman, comes up and goes, I'd see that 20-year-old single mother who wants to protect her family, and they like the AR-50. I'm not going to argue that. No, I know the thing is, you can't touch them. I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm not going to go past the argument of what's written there in stone and blood. It is the second article. The ninth article says you can have no power to touch it. It says you can have no power to touch it. The procedure in the goddamn Bill of Rights says you can't follow that procedure in any way with what you're doing to touch that gun. And the gun's protected because it's a gun. Because it's my weapon. So that's the only argument. I don't give a shit about this side shit. I don't care if it would have worked, what would have worked, what mightn't work. Rather, a 20-year-old woman wants a gun. It's just irrelevant. It is completely irrelevant. What is relevant is the facts. The fact is the second article cannot be touched. You've already infringed on it. We need all the infringements removed forthwith. Just go ahead and see if you can throw that final straw in there that breaks that camel's back. Because it's going to be your fucking back that breaks.
2008, the Supreme Court, it's in your article there on your page, but 2008, the Supreme Court made a decision, there's limits to the second article, and you know, boy, I'll tell you, man, I don't know where they dig this shit up, but they're
digging deep. Irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The Supreme Court has no authority to make a decision on the Bill of Rights. The ninth article says no such authority can exist. End of argument. Fuck the Supreme Court.
Yep.
That being said, we're at the top of the hour. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for my brother Spike Timmons coming up with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, right behind us here on PBFTT. And man, don't give an inch. Don't buy into their arguments. Just say, hey, this is what it says, okay? This is what I'll shoot your ass over. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Oh.